This is KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. On the corner of State and Annapamoose Street, just down from the Granada Theater in downtown Santa Barbara, sits an 8-foot-tall mailbox. Now, there are two slots for people to stick mail inside. One says letters of grief. The other says letters of praise. Now, this isn't your average mailbox. You don't need a stamp or an address. It's an art installation created by Danielle Ciano. Each Thursday evening, she collects the letters that get dropped in and reads them aloud on the street during a free public gathering. Danielle Ciano is with us now to talk more about the project. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you.
So first off, what made you want to create this mailbox?
Honestly, it was inspired by the Thomas fires and the Montecito mudslides and just being a part of the community during a really intense time. There was so many stories untold. Every single one of us was experiencing something profound at the time, and I wanted to give everybody a voice.
Where do most of these letters come from?
Everybody. We read everything that gets placed in the box, all ages. We've had a 6-year-old, which we will read a letter from him today, and anybody who's inspired or has been moved or touched by grief and praise, and I think that we can agree that's all of us.
Now, these readings, they're recorded live each week. Let's listen to one you alluded to already from the 6-year-old boy.
My name is Gavin. My story to tell today is how my sister died. She died of SIDS. I was born after that happened, but I still know the story. She was 6 months old. She had black hair, and it was curly. She had blue eyes. She liked rolling around with her friends on a blanket. She loved to laugh. She liked eating avocado. She also liked to eat apples, just like me. I never got to meet her because she died 10 months before I was born. I'm sad about that. Gavin, 6 years old.
So that is pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, they always are.
We also have a letter here that's signed high school student. It's a letter of grief about a classmate who took his own life earlier this month. Let's have a listen to that as well.
Dear mailbox, this school year has brought grief, loss, and change, not only to me, but the rest of my school. All of this started with the Thomas fire. Having to wake up to dark orange skies and the stench of burning wood was really hard. It made school difficult because the fire was all I could think about. Also, knowing that people were either losing their houses or having to evacuate was so difficult. Over the course of a couple weeks, my friend was constantly moving in and out of her house with the fire getting dangerously close. Following the fire was the awful mudslide. This mudslide claimed the lives of over 20 people, one of them being a fellow student at my school. This really put all of us at our school in shock. We kept his family in our thoughts and prayers. The most recent loss since the mudslide has been the passing of another student at my school. He was found on the beach near Stern's Wharf. This was just such a loss to the community. This had been the third student to take their own life in the past 2 years. This has just been such an emotional and crazy year for us. I just praise all of the responders that went over and helped people that were affected by the Thomas fire and mudslide. Thank you for reading. High school student.
So again, another powerful letter for sure. When you set out on this project, did you expect to get responses like this?
Well, I know that grief comes in many forms, and it's out there. We're all dealing with things. So I did. Yeah, I was affected and by the fires and inspired by the fires. But the interesting thing about this project is that it was installed in early April, and it's going to be on State Street until June 7th. So that's 9 weeks of time in Santa Barbara that we're sort of capturing. And it's an interactive art piece. So as time is going by, it's sort of reflecting back to us what's happening out there. I didn't know that the suicide letter was going to come because I didn't yet know that that event was going to happen. So it's truly a special project.
Let's listen to another one. This is a letter that came in a purple envelope. It's a Mother's Day card. Why don't you read that one?
Okay. This particular letter really hit me because of its presentation. I'll describe it because we're talking on air, but it's a Hallmark card, but on the front it says Mom, and it's written with glitter pen, and there's a picture painted on it of a flower. It's coming out from the bottom, and when I opened it, it says a special mother. It's a Mother's Day card to someone's mother from someone. And I open it up, and it says a special mother is someone who adds lots of love to all they do, cares and shares and understands too. I'm so lucky. My special mother is you. Happy Mother's Day. So you can guess when this was arrived, when this arrived in the box. And it's got a handwritten letter to her mom. Mom, you left too soon. You left before I woke up to what an amazing woman you were. What a good, patient mother you were. I'm so truly sorry for being such a pain in the ass. It took me an extraordinary amount of time to understand the world did not revolve around me. I'm sorry for the pain I caused, for not seeing your pain and your needs. Thank you so much for being such a good, loving mom. I think of you every day. You and Dad are forever in my heart. I will love you always and always, your daughter.
You think that was a way of a bit of a confessional? You think that was just saying things that you always wanted to say but didn't get a chance? And how does that make you feel? I mean, having this mailbox be sort of the vehicle to make that happen.
Well, I think it could be many things. And I try not to comment. I try to just create a safe space so that people can deliver their thoughts and feelings, and we honor them however they come. We've had a wide range of people sharing intimate things, and I feel like it's my job as the letter holder to just be there to listen.
Now, there are obviously some heavy letters that we've talked about in the collection, but what about some of the letters of praise?
Yeah, there's been letters of praise. I think, though, maybe when people are feeling happy, they go outside. but I always appreciate when people do put the letters of praise in there. There was something written to Spring, you know, and I think it's gratitude is the key to dealing with all of this. So everybody go out, get your journals, write a gratitude list every day.
All right, so this Thursday is going to be the last day for people to submit their letters of praise or either grief. What happens when this is all over? Where does the box go when it's all done?
That is an excellent question. I am actually hoping to answer very soon. Mm-hmm. I do know its very first move is going to be at summer solstice. So all of you can come and say hi to the mailbox again in the Alameda Park on June 22nd, 3rd, and 24th. And then from there, I'm not sure where it's going to go. My hope for the project when I created it was that it could move on and just go where it's needed. I would love for it to go on Coast Village Road, take a turn there, and then maybe go to Ventura, Ojai, wherever it's been touched by something traumatic. I would also love to see it travel farther outside of Santa Barbara, possibly Sonoma County, where there was a lot of loss up there, and wherever there's school shootings, or, you know, like I said, the world is filled with stories for this mailbox.
Danielle Ciano is a local artist. You can follow her project on Facebook and Instagram at Storycatcher Mailbox. Danielle Ciano, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.